approaching Omaha's popular Cinco de Mayo celebration, where thousands flocked to the festival on South 24th Street, El Museo Latino, located on 25th and L, currently has a truly colorful exhibit, Trajes Mexicanos, or Mexican Customs, by Carlos Mérida. The Trajes Mexicanos exhibition contains 25 prints of native clothing from different regions of Mexico. Mérida was born in Guatemala and traveled throughout Mexico many times.
Recording and documenting the Mexican costumes, traditional dress, of most of it the indigenous groups throughout Mexico. So these are wonderful prints that he did in the 40s. It's here through August 12th.
Guatemala and the southern part of Mexico shared many traditions. Mérida was one of the first artists to fuse European modern painting with Latin America themes, especially those related to Guatemala and Mexico. And continuing with the colorful celebrations, El Museo Latino opens a new exhibition on May 5th. It also celebrates Cinco de Mayo and the museum's 30th anniversary.
So we're opening with this fantastic exhibition, Photography by Rafael Doniz, and he has been documenting the process and the natural dyes, the natural tints that have come from Oaxaca. So it's the reds through the beetle, that grana cochinilla, the blue, the cobalt blue through a plant that grows in Oaxaca, azul añil, and then the purpura, and it's a shell fish that they find in the rocks on the ocean on the edges of Oaxaca. And so those are the three colors that we'll be featuring. And there's the exhibit is comprised of almost 100 photographs. So it's fantastic to be able to see the process of in location and then some of the artists that work with that. So that opens May 5th and it goes through the middle of August, August 12th.
On Friday, May 5th, the museum will have its annual luncheon, where the public can purchase a ticket to attend. Rafael Doniz, author of the exhibition Tintes Naturales, or Natural Dyes, will be at the luncheon, and the museum will have live mariachi music. And in the second week of May, El Museo Latino begins the long-awaited renovation. Although $9 million is still required for the entire plan, Garcia is certainly happy to start phase one.
Well, for one, the museum will be, I feel, more up to date. All the systems right now, I mean, all the heating and air conditioning will be updated. Windows, the insulation, so it'll be more energy efficient. That will already, right away, pay for itself over a number of years. But more than that, we would like to be able to provide our visitors, our guests, a better museum experience, you know, a more updated room, you know, more technology, better spaces. So in addition, it will also increase our space, as just simply in the south side where we're going to be starting, the lower level will basically double the space.
If you would like to attend the Cinco de Mayo lunch, donate, or want more information about El Museo Latino's exhibits, you can visit elmuseolatino.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera. Mm-hmm.